Christmas from the North Pole News Desk. I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. Operation Merry Christmas continues on its merry path this week, and today we're in Santa's workshop to give you an update. Reporting from there is Elf Crash Murphy of North Pole Radio News. Crash, how are things in Santa's workshop?
Hi, Frank. You know, I visit here once or twice a year, and I gotta tell you, Frank, by looking at this place today, you would not believe that we're only about a week before Christmas.
Why, Crash, is that good or bad?
Well, it's good, Frank. Things here are running like a well-oiled machine. Joining me here is Elf Denny, and he's a slime master, Frank.
A slime master? That sounds kind of gross.
He makes gooey stuff that kids like to play with. Slime, gas, silly putty, Play-Doh, kinetic sand, goop, you know, all that kind of stuff. Denny, how's the production of all that stuff going today?
You know what they say, a lot of slime today is a lot of fun tomorrow.
I didn't know they said that. Denny, why do they say that?
I don't know, Crash, but they say it a lot around here.
Well, Denny, I just want to know, is there enough of the stuff that you guys make to fill all the stockings this year?
Well, you know what they say, you can never have enough slime.
I didn't know they said that either. Do kids really ask for this stuff for Christmas?
Don't ask me, I'm just slime ball. They don't let me talk to kids, Crash.
You ought to try it sometime, Denny. It sounds like you could use some new conversation. Frank, by the looks of things here, I'd say Santa's workshop is in fine shape.
Thanks for that report, Crash, and thanks for that interesting look into the world of making slime and kinetic sand. From the North Pole, where the treasures of stockings everywhere are made, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.